Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. Thank you for listening to us on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry at 281-833-3333. And we have got Danny taking your calls. Danny is from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Well, his baby is Enchanted Forest. And Joey's is Enchanted Gardens. They are in the South Richmond and Rosenberg areas. And we've got a line of callers, so we're going to go in order. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good.
So I have like tropicals, canna lilies, bird of paradise, a couple other, well, some other varieties, bougainvilleas, stuff like that. So what do I feed them from now on through March?
Okay. I wouldn't feed them anything right now because they're fixing to go dormant. There's no reason to try to make them new growth. You're going to confuse the plant.
Is there anything I could give them to strengthen the roots?
You know, you got to be careful. Humates is probably one of the better things that I would use. If you haven't done a compost, I mean, mulch the bed so the roots stay warmer. But as far as fertilization, I would be careful on that. You know, if you're going to fertilize with something, make sure you use a very low nitrogen number. Nitrogen is what makes it put on new growth, and you just don't want the new growth this time of year.
And, Alan, I think you use seaweed, right?
I do. Correct.
Okay. I remember. you could actually do, like he said, do the mulch around them and the humates and water it in with the seaweed, and that'll actually kind of beef up their root system so they make it through this winter easier.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can do that. Yeah. I was just wondering why it's kind of warm. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe I need to feed them something to strengthen their roots up because I know – the top half is not going to be grown anymore right now, probably. And that's kind of what was on my curiosity plate.
Well, thanks for the call, Alan. That's a great reminder for the other listeners out there.
So let me ask one more question. If I cut my canna lilies down to the ground, do I need to add anything to them while they're dormant, or just leave them alone?
No, you just leave them alone.
Okay, so don't cut them.
Yeah, you're probably better off not cutting them really right now. Wait till they die back.
Okay,
and then you can cut them.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna wait till the first freeze at least, the first frost.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Have a blessed day. I appreciate it. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Here with Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And when we return, we will talk with Blake, Tim, and Jason.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry. And we have a fun topic to talk about right now, landscaping.
Something that's near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
Because I have a long-going relationship with this company.
Almost lifelong, right?
Well, yes, since birth.
Yeah, you've known them forever. It's called Pierce Scapes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And they do everything.
They do everything. And, you know, they've been in the business, the original owners, for 50 years.
Wow.
That Pierscapes has been around for 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And now Jason's the new owner.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, couldn't be a nicer person. They could not. Tom and Becky could not have sold to a nicer person.
Oh, that is so fun.
Jason's just amazing. He's doing an amazing job with this company. Mm-hmm. What Pierscapes is, it's a full service landscaping. Mm-hmm. So they do drainage, outdoor lighting, hardscaping. They'll redesign an already existing landscape, or they will take you through the whole process of a complete new design for a new build. So they're experts in the industry. They've been doing it for a long time. If you've hired a landscaper and just haven't been pleased with them, you will be pleased with Pierscapes from start to finish. From your initial thought of what can I do mm-hmm. to the finished, it's completed. Right. You will be amazed at their professionalism. It's a one-stop shop.
Right.
And like I said, couldn't be great, nicer people. They're great to deal with. Mm-hmm. And Linda answers the phone.
And she's been there like 20 years.
Yes. And you call, you either leave a message or you talk to Linda.
Yeah.
And Linda handles the whole, office.
Coordinating.
But nice people, you can build a relationship with them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important in this day and age.
Right.
You need to know who you're dealing with and feel good about it.
Right.
There's a lot of fly-by-the-night kind of companies, and they're not going to be one of them.
So Pierscape. And they can also arrange for quarterly maintenance plans, which is very
handy. Excited about that.
That is really neat.
Because then you have eyes in your yard. You can kind of get ahead of problems. They take care of everything. But to find out more, you can give them a call at 281-394-4520. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to pierscapes.com. That's PearsCapes.com.
Pierscapes.
Yes.
Very excited. If you're going to redo inside your house, we need to redo the outside too.
Yeah, I know. I've redone my outside like 10 times and my inside one.
Perfect. So that's Pierscape. So thank you very much. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Blake on the line. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good. What do you have for Danny and Cherry?
I was just, I wanted to comment on the two callers ago, the guy that was talking about he had a thin bladed, y'all thought maybe Bermuda coming mm-hmm. up through the St. Augustine.
Yeah.
I was, and by no means am I questioning Danny's expertise, but could that possibly be a nut's edge coming up right now or nut grass?
It's possible.
Coming through there?
Yeah, you bet. Of course it's possible, but Bermuda seems more likely, because Bermuda is usually in the yard. You just, you might not see it because it's St. Augustine.
It's
so
in the
thick.
Healthiest of yards. Yeah.
It's always there. Right. But so is nutgrass. I mean, nutgrass is very likely. Nutgrass is, in a picture, it's very easy to tell the difference. But over the radio, it's a little bit hard.
And that's why it's important to get pictures and take them to your home show and get some eyes on it.
Right.
But first guess, Bermuda came to my mind too. So, but yes, nut's edge is going crazy right now.
But if for some reason it would be a weed or anything like that, if you would sod over top of it, would it choke that out or no?
It depends on what it is. Bermuda is very resilient, and so is nutgrass. So nutgrass will come up through.
Those are probably the two that would come up through. Yeah.
Nutgrass will come up through asphalt.
Yeah,
I've seen the county pave a road and nutgrass starts coming up through it, and you're like, "What in the world is happening?"
I
farm rice south of Houston, and trust me, I know a lot about nutgrass.
That's
anyway.
Funny. Well, good. Well,
okay. Well, I appreciate it, and I just wanted to comment on that. And that's all.
Awesome.
I got.
Thanks, Blake. Thanks a lot.
Have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can join Tim and Jason and Blake and Alan, who've called in, at 281-833-3333. And right now we'd like to talk with Tim. How are you, Tim?
Oh, awesome. Going to the Deer League.
Oh, there you go.
Good for you. What's on your mind, lawn and garden?
Two things. One, I used to work for a herbicide company. At our vegetation control company. And I've got it where the trucks used to park. And I'm trying to figure out how to rebind.
Oops,
Tim, we're losing the connection. What was your question again?
There's a dead spot. Tim?
A dead spot.
Can you call back, Tim? Hang up and call back, and we'll get with you. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll talk with Tim and Jason after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He is here in the studio. You can talk to him at 281-833-3333. And sidekick Sherry. Sherry and Danny can be your experts for today.
Between the two of us, I think we can figure out all the world's problems.
That's right. Let's hope. Can solve it right here and in the studio. So we have got Jason on the line. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I called a while back on, I don't remember which garden show, but I have a quick question. I have some small pecan trees that came up. I guess the squirrels buried pecans. And I was wondering if I can transplant them.
Yeah, you bet. Once they go dormant, it's probably the best time. So they're, you know, if they're not quite dormant yet, just wait a little while longer, then do it then.
What does that mean, dormant? I'm confused.
No leaves. So I personally would wait till, you know, January, you know, late December, January, somewhere in there, and do what you need to do.
Okay. Well, so I appreciate it.
Make sure you get all the root you can. I'm guessing these are growing in the ground, or where are they growing?
Yes, sir. They're growing in the ground, and I have one that's 4 foot tall, but I'm not moving it. The other two are like 18 inches.
Yeah, the 18 inches ones you ought to be able to get, but you're going to need to get down probably 18 inches to get that taproot.
Okay.
So the more root, the better.
Okay. And I'm going to dig a big hole and put plenty of good soil in it.
Well, don't dig it too big, because then I'm assuming you have clay soil like 99% of the rest of us, but if you dig too big a hole, then you got a big old wet bowl when it rains.
Like a bathtub.
Yep. It'll just hold that water and that loose soil. So be careful, you know, not too big.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We talk a lot about soil and lawns and feeding them.
Yeah.
And Nelson Plant Food is a go-to for us.
Yes. If you want to grow like a pro, choose Nelson Plant Foods.
Yes.
It's made in Texas for our Texas crazy weather that we have.
Yes.
So it's formulated high-quality nitrogen sources, all the micronutrients you need for our, you know, times when we have a lot of rain, all of our nutrients flush out.
Right.
So we need to replenish that stuff. So they have a whole line of Turf Star products. And right now it's time to put out the Carboload, which is a 10-10-20 with a pre-emergent in it. So
perfect.
Danny's been talking about pre-emergence. That's a great way to go about it. And it's time to do that right now. Get the lawn ready for winter.
Yes.
Help it survive the winter and come out nice in the spring.
And the other specific products.
Yeah, all their species-specific foods. Mm-hmm. You could feed your roses still. Mm-hmm. Your tropicals I would take a break on, but they have a great azalea food, rose food, tree and shrub food. You know, you name it. You name a plant, they indoor have a
plant food.
Indoor plant food. Cactus and succulent. So if you're just not sure what to use, it's a great full line of fabulous products. Dean and Julie started the business for, they just celebrated their 40th anniversary. Yeah. So something to be super proud of. And it's made right in Belleville. So locally made products. So for more information, you can go to nelsonsplantfood.com or Home Show Garden Pros. All the Home Show Garden Pro locations carry the Nelson's Plant Food line.
Right. You need those colorful containers on your garden shelf for sure.
And Nelson, they look pretty in your garage.
Nelson Plant Food. So you need that on your list for your lawn and garden. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thanks for your call. What's up with your lawn and garden?
Well, I got sort of two things. My next door neighbor is worried about my pine tree that I have, and the pine tree's humongous. She says that she can see on one of the branches that we had to cut off when I forget which hurricane it was, but it was several years ago. She says she sees a hole in it, and but the pine tree, it's got it looks healthy, green, and everything. I'm wondering, is there something to that, or is that like termites going to eat the whole thing down and fall on top of our houses?
Usually trees decompartmentalize, so they block that branch off that you trimmed off. So it may be a hole in the old branch, but it should be stopped at the main tree. So, but to ensure that answer, you ought to get an arborist out there to take a look at it.
Yeah, and we have just the guy for you.
Yeah, I would call Ed Dauphin at 713-703-2701. You need to get expert eyes on that if your neighbor is concerned.
Yeah.
You're going to need a really high ladder.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's an arborist.
Yeah, I think he's got a few of those.
I think so, yeah.
He might even need oxygen.
Right? Yeah, but it might give you some peace of mind and your neighbor. Because, you know, a big, huge tree like that, you just kind of think worst case scenario. And it just having somebody with expert trained eyes to let you know that, it doesn't have beetles. It's structurally secure.
Yeah.
So just to make sure.
Okay. So it's Woodland Tree Experts, Ed Dauphin.
Woodland Tree Experts. Okay. I'm out over in Seabrook.
They go everywhere. So, so give him a call because he is an arborist. So, you know, he can...
not all arborists are the same.
He actually is an arborist. Yes.
Could I ask one more question?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
During the summer, and I don't know what type of it's more like a little bit of like a tree, and it has the sweet smelling, or I should say, bush sweet smelling flowers in the summer. Well, our summer killed. Well, it looks like all the leaves went brown and everything, but there's other little branches coming out of the bottom of it that are completely green with green leaves. Should I cut down the brown where the brown leaves are, or just leave them and see if they go? Or
so if you know, best thing to do is scratch the bark on the part that you think is brown, and if it's not green underneath there when you scratch it, it's dead, and dead will never come back. So you can go ahead and cut that back. And those are just suckers coming out from the root system. So, they'll be the same plant and all. But, just check it and see if when you scratch it, if it's green.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thank you so much. You all have been very helpful.
Good. Thanks for the listening, call, Mark. Have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can join the callers and call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this with Michael.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at ohbaonline.org.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, all lawn and plant enthusiasts. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249. Are you ready to celebrate the beauty of nature and the joy of gardening? Look no further than Plants for All Seasons, your go-to garden center for all your botanical needs. For 50 years, Plants for All Seasons has been proudly serving our community as a family-owned and operated business. At Plants for All Seasons, we are more than just a nursery. We are your partners in gardening success. Need trees to add shade and beauty to your landscape? We've got you covered. Looking for vibrant shrubs to create a stunning border? We have an extensive selection. Seeking annuals and perennials to bring color and life to your garden? Look no further. But that's not all. Plants for All Seasons also offers a wide range of pesticide solutions, soils, compost, and mulches to ensure your plants thrive in any season. We believe that healthy soil is the foundation for a flourishing garden, and we're here to provide you with the best products to make it happen. So come on down to Plants for All Seasons and let us help you make your garden dreams come true. Plants for All Seasons, where your garden thrives in every season, is located near Vintage Park on the feeder of Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Roads. Come and see us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Miss Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. Love that location. I'm a frequent flyer there. Very fun. And Kelly will be on the show in a couple of weeks with us. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros. And we have Danny in the studio from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He is taking all sorts of questions and calls this morning at 281-833-3333. And we have Michael on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Okay. Hey, actually, I really need your expertise, Danny's expertise. But before that, I built a home, and Pierscape did the home. And this was more than 20 years ago. My builder hired them. I have never met a more professional, but yet almost like he's your brother or your cousin type guy in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This guy
was
freaking
wow.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a massively large yard. I had 4 acres, but he did the acre around the house.
Oh, Michael, thanks for the call. That is awesome to hear.
You can do his next ad for him. How about that?
Yeah.
Well done, Pierscapes.
Yes.
Well, good.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I mean,
wonderful.
Just, you know, very That's personable fun. Guy, and when you have a concern, the answer is like immediate. It's
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's great. What do you have for Danny?
I need your expertise because you're going to laugh at me, but I'm actually in a condo downtown on the fourth floor.
Uh-huh.
And I really need to know anything that would maybe let at least one bird or one butterfly visit the balcony. Just something, anything. Because I'm like in the heart of downtown.
Mm. What floor are you on?
The fourth floor.
Oh, fourth. I'm sorry, I missed that.
There's a lot of different things. Lantana, we were talking about lantana earlier, and lantana is probably one of the better plants. Very tough. How much sun do you get? Did we talk about that?
I get about direct sunlight. I get about 2.5 hours because I'm in the middle of these tall buildings. Now I get another hour because it reflects off the windows across the street, but that's about it in terms of direct sunlight.
I tell you what, for this time of year, I've noticed dianthus being a very, very popular plant with the butterflies. Very tough plant. And it comes in every color you can imagine.
Dianthus. Okay.
Yeah, that's probably one of the, and that's a wintertime plant. So that's the time to plant it is now. It'll go through the winter, no problem. That's probably going to be my best recommendation. It doesn't really like the shade is one of the problems. Cyclamen likes the shade, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a good wintertime plant. But I haven't seen the...
Can I add something?
You bet.
Okay. So I just was on the fourth floor of a beach house in Florida, right? Mm-hmm. In a very similar climate. There were monarch butterflies at that level flying around like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if you got a milkweed, and I know my milkweed at my house will pop up behind shrubs and grow in shade and pretty much anywhere.
Crazy.
If you get some milkweed and wait till the spring, get some milkweed. And put it in there with things like your dianthus that Danny's talking about and cyclamen and make it really pretty. But I bet you'll have some monarch butterflies come up to that. Yeah. Even in downtown Houston. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then one other question. Will herbs grow on a balcony without a lot of sun?
They should. That shouldn't be the worst. I mean, you're getting some light, and usually our herbs don't like to be in the blazing sun. Mm-hmm. So that's
okay.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Get by with that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing in the shade is maybe not overwatering.
Yeah,
them.
Watch your water.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you don't keep them too wet. Yep.
And I want to tell you a hero story. When I left my home, I took a pup from a sago palm. I said, I want to have something for my home. I put it in a pot. It just was beautiful, got large as could be. When the freeze happened, it basically just froze and then crumbled away. And I was like, oh, my God, it's gone. Aww. And I mean, I had to throw away everything, you know, except for I kept the pot and just left it on the patio, almost like a remembrance. And I'm telling you, 3 months later, all of a sudden, out of the ground comes these sago leaves.
Oh,
and I'm like, how did that happen?
It's a tough plant for sure.
That's great. Well,
it's got
that's
a will
fun.
To live. Yep.
Well, good. Yep. Well, thanks for your call this morning, because that gives people something to think about for patios and balconies, you know, areas,
okay,
how we can improve those. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend, Michael. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got Larry on the line. Good morning, Larry.
Well, good morning. Good morning. I have a lawn-related question.
Okay.
I've got a place down in Surfside where the dirt is, well, it's mud and sand. And it's obviously populated by the native weeds, emphasis on weeds. Is there something, some more decorative grass without getting ridiculous on maintenance that I could seed roughly around a 10-foot swath around the base of the house to give it a more manicured appearance? It would have to be something I could seed. I don't have the desire to till it and dig it up and sod it.
So we talked about it earlier. This time of year, ryegrass. Ryegrass is it'd be green all winter long. Very, very pretty, really dark green. But now you're going to have to be mowing during the wintertime.
Well, that's not a worry, because I tend to mow the weeds as well.
Okay.
After the ryegrass, is there something that would be suitable to run through spring through summer?
Bermuda.
Mm.
You can seed Bermuda, and then reseed the ryegrass next year if you want to. But those are the two things that I would do.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Ryegrass now and Bermuda later. Thanks, guys. Yep. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
have
Larry.
A great day. I love the way he finished that up for us. I was just about to say, ryegrass now, Bermuda.
You got it.
So well done. Thanks, Larry, for your call. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He's here in the studio taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. 33333. What is on your lawn and garden mind today? We'll return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife Organic Fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife Organic Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Time for a tree? Fall is the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you for tuning in this morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. So we talk lots about lawn. Well, we talk everything lawn and garden and landscaping. And this is a great time to try out Best Choice Lawn Aeration.
Yeah, and it's a great time to get it aerated and compost top dressed. Going into the rainy season and brown patch season, it's an ideal time to do it.
So Best Choice is our choice. Best Choice Lawn Aeration with Ricky. And you know, he's got a yearly program that you can participate in if you want to. He will do aeration, top dressing, and fertilization every spring and fall. So you can kind of check it off your list.
Yeah, and he fertilizes six times through the year.
Yeah, so that's just, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And he uses all the products we talk about.
He does. He does, which is great. We love Ricky. He is a fun guy. He works really hard. He's been in the business for decades, too. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. And we talk about getting the nutrients and the water down into our root system, into our soil. And this is the way to do it with aerating your lawn. Yes. I can't imagine. I know one time in my life we rented an aeration machine and then the neighbors all shared it. And I'm telling you, even for those young men,
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And he'll come out and it's just, it's done. It's
and they make it look so easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So Best Choice Lawn Aeration. You can call him directly at 713-890-9977. 713-890-9977. Or you can go to the homeshowgardenpro.com website, and he's on there also with a direct link. So homeshowradio.com, homeshowgardenpros.com, and you can find out about Best Choice Lawn Aeration.
And he does free consultations. So even if you don't sign up right now, and you want to get, you know, kind of idea of what, and get it on your calendar for next year. Very important to get it done, though.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Best Choice Lawn Aeration, that is your go-to guy for lawn aeration. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Lee on the line. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Good. What do you have for Danny?
I have two questions. I have two live oaks that are in my front yard. I know this was a hard summer. I have an automatic sprinkler system, so I think I kept it pretty sprinkled. But I noticed this year one of them's dropping acorns like mad, and the other one's dropping nothing. Is that a sign of anything on them?
Nothing that I'd be overly concerned about. I mean, just a lot of times trees will put on more acorns when they're stressed to kind of ensure their survivability of the breed.
Interesting.
Same reason flowers flower.
Right?
That's what happens.
It's a symbol or a sign of stress.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I wouldn't be overly concerned. How big are the trees? How old are they?
Oh, they're pretty. They're 16 years old.
Oh, beautiful.
So your sprinklers, just FYI, your sprinklers probably didn't do nothing for those trees.
Yeah.
So you got to to water those trees, you'll need to set out a hose or something and just let that thing drip for days on end, right? The tree roots are way down there, and they should be way down there. That's how they survive.
I mean,
there's plenty of trees out in the woods at Brazos Bend State Park. There's, you know, trees that are hundreds of years old, and nobody's ever watered them. But that they become a used to it when you sprinkle. But try to deep root water those things when we get something like we had last year.
Yeah. Okay.
And it is a mast year. So, I mean, trees are producing tons of acorns from all the stress involved. So it's normal. And, you know, plants are like people. We all kind of perform at different levels.
Right. Depending on our season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call. Did you have another
question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have some, I think it's Empress or Emerald Zoysia in my backyard. And I heard you talking last week or a couple weeks ago about putting stuff like Carbo or something like that on it. What should I do to this thing to make sure it's well fed and well ready for the spring when it comes out?
Yeah, just a fall fertilizer or winterizer. And there's, you know, several different brands of it.
Yeah, so the Carbo Load is the Nelson's Turf Star. So you could definitely do that. Or if you wanted to do the MicroLife Brown Patch.
Okay, that does it. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thanks, Lee. Thanks for the
Take
call.
Care.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can join this conversation at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333 for whatever is on your lawn and garden list for this weekend. We'll return after this.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find in Nelson's.
Plants, green and flowering. Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Plants for Texas, Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with
Sherry.
Sandy and Sherry are here taking your calls, and we are in the studio with Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Danny Linderman, he is taking your questions and concerns at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. We are wanting our soils healthy. We may be redoing some beds. We may be doing topsoil. And a go-to is Landscaper's Pride.
If you're not sure what to use, you can never go wrong with using Landscaper's Pride. And right now it's time to add compost top dressing to everywhere, anything, especially after the summer. A good little layer of compost top dressing is going to put all the nutrients back into the soil, kind of take the stress off of them, and then follow it up with a nice black velvet mulch to keep everything in place. And kind of put everything to bed for the winter.
Right. So Landscaper's Pride. So the topsoil, like a nice little cover for your a little blanket.
Compost.
Not that, topsoil. That fills hold. Compost.
You can use their enriched topsoil to do some leveling in your yard, but I probably wouldn't put that in the flower beds.
No. So Landscaper's Pride, they have 27 different products to choose from, but we love the black velvet mulch and the compost for, you know, their healthy soil compost. And they also have a mushroom compost.
Yes.
Which is really nice.
And we like to diversify the types of compost we put out.
That's right. So that gives you a chance with Landscaper's Pride.
Yeah.
27. And they also have aggregates.
Yeah.
You know, some gravels if you want. So lots to choose from with Landscaper's Pride. And they are also local. Just north of Houston. So, you know, we love these local and long-time companies that are helping us with our lawns and gardens. And Landscaper's Pride is a top choice for you. Landscaper's Pride. Go to landscaperspride.com or, of course, at the Home Show Garden Pro website, and we will give you more information. You can find out where to buy those. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Tito on the line. Good morning, Tito.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
Doing great. Had a question about my lawn. We got it aerated with the Best Choice.
Yay.
They did a great job a couple of weeks ago. But now we're getting weeds, all kind of different weeds, the broadband leaves and so forth all over. And about to go to the store. And what suggestions do you have I can get for the MicroLife? Is there a MicroLife that can take care of that?
So the weeds are, MicroLife doesn't really have a weed control product. And I would tell you to take the samples of the weeds to wherever you're going and let them figure out what it is, and they'll figure out the best control for it.
Yeah, what part of town are you in, Tito?
Northeast.
Northeast. Well.
Yeah, off of I-10 area.
So, I mean, Nature's Way is north. Even Plants for All Seasons is not too hard to get to.
249 and the Beltway, kind of north on 249 there.
Yeah.
But if you can get the weeds identified, you know, a lot of them are just opportunistic. They've just, you know, you got aerated, it stimulated some seeds. It's not that they're going to be lawn competing. So at this point in the year, I wouldn't recommend dousing with chemicals, because what's going to happen is you're going to kill off all those little weeds that are non-lawn competing in the long term, and then you're going to be left with dirt. I would, you know, see if you can get them identified and see if any of them are lawn competing before you just start spraying a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And would you suggest that I put down the humates or seaweed on it now?
Oh, you can always do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know what they put down when they.
That's right. Do you know if Best Choice, did they fertilize for you also?
No, just the aeration.
All right. Yeah. So you've gotten aerated. So. Yeah.
So if they didn't put compost down, you can put some compost down, which is basically humates. Mm-hmm. So I mean either or.
Okay.
Usually, what I tell people is the humates is the lazy man's way of composting.
Okay.
But you know, it just kind of depends on what you want to do. But yes, now's the time to do it, especially since you just got it aerated.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Perfect timing.
Great. Well, thank you all so much. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good day. Stay safe.
Thanks. All right. You too. Yeah, I always say well manicured weeds. Look nice in the winter. Yeah. Just keep them mowed.
Right. You have some.
But, you know, 90% of the weeds that are up right now are not going to be long-term, competing.
And that's good. That's a great reminder.
Once our grass is in slow growth, it's not actively growing, so weeds look like they're taking over.
Right.
But in the springtime, whenever that grass starts actively growing, it should start taking over the weeds. And at that point, if it's not, then we need to
Address it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. But we're going to deal with right now in the fall. Mm-hmm. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 at 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Ryan.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Fine privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Peercscapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Peercscapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Peercscapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit peercscapes.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I hope you're having a lovely morning and going to spend some time out in the lawn and garden. It is so worth it. Mm-hmm. And it's a great time to put out some beautiful colors.
Yes.
And we have been talking to people a little bit about trees and tree stress. Mm-hmm. And we have your go-to guy, the Woodlands Tree Experts.
Yeah, it's always best to get professional eyes on your trees at least once a year. Mm-hmm. And Ed Dauphin has been doing this for over 30 years.
Right.
He can look at your trees and let you know if there's something that he foresees in the future, something to treat now.
Yeah.
Or if you don't really need to do anything.
Right, which would be best case scenario. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So Woodland Tree Experts. Ed is a certified board certified arborist. And he can talk to you, like you said, about your soils, mm-hmm. if he sees an insect problem that you might not even see, planting, pruning, removal. Mm-hmm. So he does it all with trees. Ed Dauphin, he is your go-to guy for tree issues or questions.
Yep, he is your doctor.
Yeah, doctor for your trees.
Yes.
Woodland Tree Expert. So you can call Ed directly at 713-703-2701, woodlandstreeexperts.com, or you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and get his information also.
Yeah.
So Woodland Tree Experts. And we have got Ryan and Craig on the line. Good morning, Ryan. What do you have for Danny from Enchanted Forest?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I've got two questions. The first question I have is with adding trees to the landscape, is it getting too late in the fall to plant live oak trees?
No, not at all. Mm. Probably best time of year right now.
Mm. Why?
Good deal.
Cooler for us, number one, planting them. Yeah. Two is the water. You won't have to water them near as much.
Okay.
Cooler, and we're starting to get some rain. So, yeah, this is a great time of year.
Good. The other question I have, I have quite a few plumerias that are relatively large, and so I don't constantly break my back with in and out of the garage in the upcoming winter. Is it best to take those out of the pots and just kind of bare root them and put them in a someplace where they would be protected, or what is your advice on wintering large plumerias?
So, yeah, you could do that, but usually what we like to do is let them naturally go dormant. So the first light frost should snap them enough to let them know it's wintertime. Mm-hmm. They'll go dormant. You stick them in the garage, leave them alone for until spring, and then bring them okay. back out. So don't bring them back and forth. Oh. Just leave them in there, and they'll be there fine. I had a plumeria before in a garage for 2 years and planted it, and it still grew.
Wow. Yeah.
So they are tough.
That's fun.
And then if a person wants to make cuttings off of those, wait till the spring in order to do that, to bring them a little bit lower. Okay.
You need to cut them and let them harden off. You know, so that I'm sure you've seen it before. It's full of the white milk in there.
Yes, sir.
You need to let that harden off, dry up basically, and you can dip it in some rooting powder and then stick them in a well-drained media.
And is that an April time frame kind of for us?
Yep, exactly.
All right. Thank you for your time and wishing you all and your families a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And you too. Have a great week. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Craig on the line. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I got three brief questions for you that really related to the drought more than anything.
Okay, we'll do our best, Craig, but go with one. And if we don't get all of them, you can always call us next Saturday. But
that sounds good.
You go right ahead.
Okay, so first of all, the drought killed all my St. Augustine grass. Had a contractor that pretty much destroyed my irrigation system a year ago, and I hadn't replaced it yet. Will any of that St. Augustine grass come back? And if so, what's the best thing I can do to my lawn during the winter to kind of help it?
If it's still brown now, it won't come back. Whatever's green now will come back. But if it's all brown, no, you won't have any St. Augustine left.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Yep.
All right. Do you have time for another quick question?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, so I've got about 19 trees on my property. All of them are 50 years old or older. And one of my big pin oak trees died during the drought. They appeared to be dead as a doornail, but it's so tall and so high before the first limb, I really don't have a way of checking to see if it's dead or if it'll come back. So.
Only thing to do is wait till spring. Just got to watch it and make sure it's not going to be a falling hazard, right? But wait till spring, and if it doesn't come back in the spring, you'll know for sure. There's really no way to know if you can't scratch it way up top. I understand that, but you'll know in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Does that help you, Craig? Right.
Yeah. Okay. My third one was, is this a good time of the year to plant bulbs?
You bet. Just depends on what bulb, but yes.
Oh, great. Okay, so we can get those bulbs in the ground. Well, wonderful. I'm glad we got all those in. And give us a call back next weekend, Craig, if you think of anything else. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And Danny, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
So much fun. Lots of calls and lots of good questions at Home Show Garden Pros. So Danny was your Home Show Garden Pro this morning from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Go visit them.
Get your Christmas trees.
Get your Christmas trees and visit any of our Home Show Garden Pros. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons up on 249, Nature's Way Resources, and Spring Gardens Nursery. And this is Sandy and Sherry from Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.